I'm Jack Howe, host of the new Barron's Streetwise podcast on business and investing. Each week we hear from company chiefs and analysts about profound changes facing investors. We've heard from Disney's Bob Iger about the future of movies and theme parks, CVS's Larry Merlo about stores providing more health services, and Ford's Jim Hackett about how the pandemic might change the car business. Subscribe to Barron's Streetwise on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, April 17th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. It's Friday and she's back. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, joins us again for a roundup of her favorite tips and solutions from this week. We'll get all of those in just a second. But first, these headlines. It seems that Amazon wants you to spend less on their site. Yes, you heard that right. The world's largest online marketplace has been struggling to keep up with the surge in online shopping since the pandemic began. So it's been retooling its website to get shoppers to put fewer items in their carts. Some of the changes that it's made, it's scaled back on coupons, canceled Mother's and Father's Day promotions, and they've removed the recommender widget that shows you what to buy next based on what's in your cart. Amazon has also pushed back Prime Day indefinitely. So you won't be seeing promotions for that Black Friday of July this year. We reported earlier this week that many of the biggest tech companies have been scooping up talent during the pandemic. Now it looks like those tides could be turning, at least for Google's parent company, Alphabet. In a memo this week, CEO Sundar Pichai said the company would dial back hiring in all but a few key departments. The shift is being seen as a sign that even the world's largest corporations could be rethinking their strategies as they prepare for a recession. And Verizon has agreed to buy the video conferencing company BlueJeans Network for just under $500 million. The sale comes as an unprecedented number of people are working and going to school remotely, and as many people are switching away from the popular Zoom app due to privacy concerns. A Verizon executive said BlueJeans security and integration with workplace tools like Microsoft Teams was a big selling point. Verizon plans to use BlueJeans to support their corporate clients' online services, giving those clients the option to host virtual trainings or telemedicine practices. If you're also thinking about switching away from Zoom but missing your virtual backgrounds, stay tuned. Joanna Stern will be with us, and she's got some solutions. That's after the break.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yesterday was our team's five-week anniversary of working from home. And since then, we've had our work from home tech hotline open as well. And you've been talking about all your tech troubles, and we've been trying to find the best tips for you during the pandemic. And I know everyone is excited to hear that our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, is back. We gave her some time off this week, but she's back by popular demand today for a big roundup of all the work from home tips of this week. Hey, Joanna.
Hi. Do you think all of our listeners were worried that I actually was no longer working from home and went back to the office?
I don't know. Do you think that that's what they thought?
I think they probably woke up thinking about me every morning, wondering where I was.
Okay. Where have you been?
Right here on Google video chat calls.
And Zoom calls and all the other calls.
And Zoom calls, but I'm not using Zoom as much anymore. Okay. Mostly because our company doesn't use Zoom. And so we use Google Hangouts, or what they now call, sorry, Google has changed the name many times, but is now officially Google Meet. And so I've been using Google Meet so much that I wanted to figure out how I could make it more like Zoom. Because, well, you tell me, what's your favorite thing about Zoom?
I don't use Zoom very much. And I mean, I'm hearing, we've heard from several listeners that they're switching away from Zoom.
Yeah. So I think when you ask people what their favorite thing about Zoom is, it's the grid Brady Bunch view, right? Where you see everyone in a box and it's easy to see everyone on the call, right?
That's true.
That could be Zoom's secret to success. But you can now get that when you're using Google Meet. You know, that's a whole other podcast, but how many names Google has had for its chatting
confusing.
Programs?
I've literally had people say, are we meeting on Google Hangout or Google Meet? Are they different things? And I was like, I don't know.
they're the same thing. Google just has a really hard time keeping to one name. It's a thing. I assume 15 executives work on this there. Anyway, you can use this extension. It's a Chrome extension. You can search Google Meet Grid View extension. You get this into Chrome and you click the little box and you then have all of the people on the call in a nice orderly grid view. And so this is life changing. It has been life changing for me this week. What do you think the other thing people miss about Zoom is?
I feel like I'm not prepared for this test. I didn't study.
Well, I guess you're not a heavy Zoom user, but I think the other thing people love about Zoom is that you can either change your appearance. So you can do that filter on your face that makes you look like you don't need to put on makeup, or the virtual background, which lets you kind of hide your background and no one has to see your dirty office or dirty house. You have, I don't know, a beautiful beach behind you, mm-hmm. or you're standing on top of a mountain. You can still do this in Google Meet. You just have to download Snapchat's Snap Camera app. And this is available for Mac and Windows. You install this app and you get all these different filters. Most of them are like face filters. You can turn yourself into that famous potato, a pickle, a banana. If that's not your vibe, you can also use filters that make you just look a little bit more bright and shiny. There are backgrounds. You could search for tropical backgrounds. You could search for all different types of filters that let you bring the fun to Google Meet.
Sounds like this is what I'm going to be doing all Saturday. Okay. Something I do have a problem with is, and just actually happened to me while we were on chatting about this, is that I'll be in a call and people will be pinging me or trying to start other calls with me. And we heard from listeners who had made physical on-air signs. But is there a way for us to tell your coworkers that you're busy, please stop pinging me?
Yeah. So in most of the popular chat apps, and I'm assuming you use Slack or you're using Google Meet or whatever they're calling it yet again, Google Hangouts or whatever, these all have options to set your status. So in Slack, for instance, on the Windows or Mac app, you click on your name in the upper left corner, and then right below it, it says set a status. And you can go in there and you can say what you're doing. There's some pre-populated ones in a meeting, commuting, nobody's commuting, vacationing, or whatever. Well, these are all listed here. You can do that, and that's a great thing to do, but that can get pretty time consuming. Every time you're doing something, you're going in and you're changing your status. So in Slack, there are some apps you can install that link directly to your calendar, both Google Calendar or Outlook Calendar, depending on what you use. You go into Slack. You can download this through the Slack App Store. Yes, that's a thing. For instance, I use Google Calendar, so I set this up. Google Calendar app in my Slack. Every time I have an actual appointment on my calendar, my status is automatically updated to say in a meeting.
Huh. I'll have to check mine. I did do that, but it doesn't seem to be working. People are still Slacking me all the time.
You know what? That is not a tech thing. That's them.
That's a people thing.
In fact, you guys did the same thing to me before I joined this show.
Ugh, geez Louise.
It's still a nice thing. So especially if you're just why is this person not getting back to me? It's that indicator that they're probably busy and they're not just ignoring me.
Yeah. All right. We've been here for 5 weeks and you have done a lot to help us already make our work from home, tech life at least, a little bit nicer. But I think one of the things that people are really kind of missing now is that chat time that you get, that just in between, I have nothing to do. I just came back from a meeting and I have a few minutes to chat with people before I get to my next meeting or my next thing. That, water cooler talk.
Yeah, I think this is the thing I'm starting to miss the most about the office now, because there's so many people you don't directly work with, or you've worked with in some capacity at some point, but you run into the office, but you don't have direct meetings with them. I have for sure a standard group of people that I feel like I go to meetings with now that I'm home. But there's so many people I just think about, but I don't see, or someone will mention, oh, so-and-so mentioned on this other call, and you hear about that person, but you don't actually directly connect with them. So there are a few things that you can do, obviously, to catch up with those people. The low-tech way of doing this is basically think about the people that you miss, the people you miss running into, send them a message, Slack them. I also, just off of our conversation a couple weeks ago about the vending machines, I miss the people I see at the vending machines. So also, I should also mention to all of the listeners, I don't spend that much time at the vending machines, but my office is next to the vending machines.
This is true. I can verify that.
So when anyone's walking to the vending machines, they sort of do an awkward look into my office. And so I know what they get.
Do you have a chart?
I do in my head have a mental chart of how many Diet Cokes certain people get per day. Not per week, per day. Anyway, I decided I was going to send those people a note. So I just sent them some emails with possibly some photos of the things they got in their vending machines. That's the low-tech way of doing it. The high-tech way of doing it, which is in Slack, again, because I think a lot of us have sort of turned Slack into our office. There's an app called Hallway, and you install this app, and it automatically prompts you. You put it into a certain channel that you're in, and it prompts you guys, the people in the channel, to do a video chat every couple of hours, or you can set the parameters of what you'd like. And it actually just says, like, you get an alert a couple times a day saying the 10-minute phone call or video chat is starting right now. Go check in on your colleagues.
Oh, but it's your chosen colleagues, so it's not random.
Yeah, it's not like no one, but you could, like what I did this week to test it out, and we've actually been doing, is I made a channel of a couple of people that I think, you know, a bunch of us sometimes congregate in the hallways to talk. I put this little app into this channel in Slack, and then every number of hours, I set it to like every 7 hours, and you can set it by day and that kind of thing. It says, why don't we all just jump into a chat right now and say hi to each other?
Yeah. Lovely. Okay. So I think those were really great. Those are all things you have to set up anyway. So I think it's great because people have the weekend to think about how do I want to connect with my long lost colleagues and check in on them next week? What kind of goals do I have for that? So it's perfect. All right. So people can still call in and leave messages for you. That's at our work from home hotline, 314-635-0388. Or they can send you an email, right?
They can send us an email, joanna.stern@wsj.com. We want to hear tips, but also I think at this point, any funny stories or notable stories about things that work for you over the last couple of weeks, and again, as we've been settling into this, we want to hear those. But I think one thing that I've realized as this work from home saga continues, and is likely to continue into the next couple of months, is that our tech needs and our tech issues keep evolving, just like we do in this new situation. Like the first couple of weeks that we talked about tips, a lot of it was around the gear that you should buy. I still have some tips on that coming up, but I think a lot of it right now is how do we get back to this routine or get to a new routine using the tools we have.
Yeah. All right. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Tech News Briefing is produced by Amanda Llewellyn. Our production assistance this week came from Taylor Nakagawa and, of course, Joanna Stern. I'm your host, Kateri Yoakum. From all of us at The Wall Street Journal, thanks for listening and stay safe.